one of the hottest and most anticipated developments on the local North Coast property front. And if you've heard the name Coral Cove, you already know where we're going with this one. But to lift the lid and to paint the full picture, I have on the line with me a man who is intimately familiar with the details of this really game-changing development for KZN. And from Aurea Senior Living, CEO and founder Barry Kagenson joins me on the line for a morning chat. Barry, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great to have you with us, and thanks for making time. Where are you connecting with us from this morning?
I'm in Johannesburg this morning.
Oh, my sympathies. I'm sorry. Sorry you're not with us.
I was about to say the same thing. Thank you.
But let's quickly take a step back and understand where this is coming from, this game-changing development. As founder and CEO of Aurea Senior Living, you've built a reputation as a leading developer, owner and operator of senior living communities in South Africa. And I want to know, why has Aurea chosen the KZN North Coast and Zululami Luxury Coastal Estate in Sheffield Beach as the location for Coral Cove, Aurea's first development in KZN? Is that right?
That is right. It is our first community to be built in KZN, so we're very excited about that. I think there's two main reasons and why we chose Zululami, and the one is a macro reason and the one is a micro reason. So from a macro perspective, I think everyone knows there's been a significant migration to the north coast of KZN in the past, call it 10, 20 years probably. That migration is from other parts of KZN, but also from Gauteng, with people semigrating down to the coast, especially given the proximity of the new King Shaka Airport, etc. So it's a newly developed area, lots of gated estates, lots of young families. And because it's a relatively new area, there's very little purpose-built accommodation for older adults. And of course, there's a big demand with these younger families moving in and parents living in the older areas, such as Durban and Hillcrest and Maritzburg, places like that. And also looking to move northwards where these new areas have sprung up and where possibly their kids and friends are. So that's really the sort of macro trend. And of course, KZN North Coast being almost year-round sunshine and great weather and great beaches, etc. Oh, yeah. Et so there's a lot of pull to the KZN North Coast. But then on a micro level, Zululami is a residential estate being developed by Collins Residential, who are the leading developers down in that area. Very experienced, very reputable, and they had a great vision and a great plan for Zululami Estates. It will be combined in the next few years with Seaton, and together they really are going to be quite special. The location is superb. It has sea frontage, sea views, of course, and really what Coral Cove is going to do is bring a multi-generational dimension into both Seaton and Zululami Estates. And from that perspective, we're very excited about being able to contribute to that. And Zululami itself is pretty much sold out, so that's been very successful, and that's developing out over the next year or two, and the same will be with Seaton. So we're very excited from both the macro and micro level, and we feel this is an ideal place for a continuing care retirement community, and certainly to bring the Aurea product into KZN.
Wow. Well, clearly you've done your homework on both macro and micro levels, and you're perfectly catering to, as you've identified, the need for this kind of quality senior living development. I want to know numbers. How long has this project been in development for, and what is the total investment projected at this stage? And also, what has the journey been like for Aurea working with the estate developers Collins Residential on this one?
Yeah, so this is a significant investment for Aurea. It's probably our largest project to date. We have been looking in terms of time frames. We have been looking around for the appropriate opportunity on the KZN North Coast probably for about 5 years now. And fortuitously, I met Murray in about 2020, and we started chatting. And Collins, the hospital, it's like to work with Collins Residential. They have, as I said earlier, they have a really, really great vision. And Murray understood the importance of having this opportunity for multi-generational living. on the KZN North Coast, and particularly within those residential estates. So, as I said, it is our most significant and largest investment to date. It's possibly the largest investment in the continuing care retirement community in South Africa, but
wow.
I say that under correction. I'm not sure, but it very possibly is. And as I said, Collins is a very forward-thinking developer, and they recognize the importance of having a community like this available within proximity to the KZN North Coast.
Brilliant. And obviously they're thrilled to have you as a partner. The Aurea brand carries incredible weight behind it. And there is this notion that I've read about, the Aurea way. And I wanted to find out if you could kind of explain that to me. What is the Aurea way? And how is the model of what I see referred to as CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Communities? This is kind of a fresh approach to senior living. Possibly, a bit of a paradigm shift for folks that might still be stuck in the old notion of the retirement village.
Yeah.
This is something different.
Yeah, it is something different. So we refer to senior living and not retirement living, because this stage of your life isn't necessarily about retiring, but it's about a different set of needs and lifestyle choices, which become more relevant as one ages, and these are defined by peace of mind, security, health, and convenience. If you actually look at the definition of retirement, I don't know if you've ever done this, but the definition of retirement in the dictionary is to withdraw from service.
Oh, no.
To withdraw from service. And no one wants to think of themselves that way, and no one wants to be that way. Retirement is actually a more financial thing. So you can be retired when you're 55. Does that mean you should be living in a senior living community? I don't believe so, because it's about a certain age and stage of your life. If you're, for example, 85 and still working, you're not retired, but does that mean you should be living in a senior living community? Absolutely, because it's appropriate to a certain age. So that's why we don't talk about retirement. I mean, retirement's a bit of a misnomer. It's about senior living. It's about an appropriate way of living, given an age and stage that one is in life. Yeah. So really, we run our communities to provide continuing care retirement communities that people can actually look forward to moving into, and to spend those years in an environment that is not only beautifully designed, but also has all the conveniences and support one would need as one gets older. So really, what is a continuing care retirement community? It's a purpose-built residential community that encompasses various types of living with, and this is the important part, with daily conveniences, hospitality, and care. So you ask the benefits of living in a CCRC. One gets convenience, hassle-free living. So we would take care of the daily drudgery, if you want to call it, the maintenance, dining, cleaning, etc., etc. There's loads of opportunities to socialize. I mean, as I think everyone knows, and especially in the past couple of years of COVID, everyone's seen the impact that isolation can have, loneliness, etc.
For sure.
So the social aspect of living in these communities is huge. And on offer would be events calendars with social opportunities like guest lectures, movies, exercise programs, art classes, dining events, all this kind of thing to make it easier to connect with others, to pursue hobbies, to discover new interests, etc. The other important part is wellness. And in that type of environment, it becomes easier to maintain a healthy body and mind, because everything you need for well-being is literally there on your doorstep. So that social interaction keeps the mind sharp. Nutritious and appealing meals are on offer 3 times a day, fitness classes, events that bring people joy and meaning, et cetera, et cetera. One of the most critical aspects, though, of living in a CCRC is the 24-hour access to care, support, and assistance. Most people don't know, but World Health Organization statistics are that 40% of people over the age of 85 require assistance with 2 or more activities of daily living. So as one gets older, it becomes very important to know that there is care and support available for you if you need it. And that provides a certain peace of mind up front, but of course it also provides that ability to live one's life with the assistance that one needs as one gets older. And of course the other benefits of living in a CCRC, and a lot of people might be able to relate to this, is we always say that families can be families again. One mustn't underestimate, from a family perspective, from a children's perspective, the complexities of possibly caregiving and assistance and daily chores for older relatives.
Yeah.
And that can place huge strain on families and relationships. So in a CCRC, these are largely taken care of by the operator, in other words, by the CCRC, by us, for example. And many families then discover that these issues are all relieved. I'm moving to a senior living community, and they can have a normal, and I'm saying it in a very common, a normal relationship with their parents again, rather than one of caregiver or maintenance manager or IT support or whatever it is that people get involved in. Really, you can go back to that relationship that you should be having with your parents. So that's also a very, very important part of this.
Well, now it makes sense. Now you've got the definition right there. Continuing Care Retirement Community, CCRCs. And if you're just joining in the middle of this conversation, I'm chatting to CEO and founder of Aurea Senior Living, Barry Kagenson, is on the line with me and really unpacking the exciting Coral Cove development, Aurea's first development in KZN, based right here on the North Coast. Zululami Luxury Coastal Estate in Sheffield Beach is the address. Barry, what are the different real estate and accommodation options on offer at Coral Cove?
So this is another important aspect of a CCRC, and I'm pleased that you asked this question. So we encompass various types of living. So firstly, one has independent living, and that would consist of houses or apartments. And these houses range from 1 to 3 bedroom units. So that would range from everything from, say, 75 square meters up to almost 200 square meters. We would provide in independent living, we provide what we call, let's call it hassle-free living. So we provide housekeeping services and maintenance to the extent they're required. Dining, multiple dining options. So we have coffee shops, restaurants. There's wellness activities and events that cater to active lifestyles.
Wow.
And then, of course, if one is in independent living and either on a temporary or permanent basis, one requires some form of care and support, we can provide that within the house or the apartment, as the case may be. So really, independent living is for people who are totally self-sufficient but want access to a community lifestyle, to those daily conveniences and to support and care services where necessary or where required.
Okay.
The other type of living is what we call assisted living. And really, that's for people who require some sort of additional assistance with activities of daily living. And that would be that could be anything from meals to domestic services to more care-related issues such as, for example, medication management, assistance with getting dressed, perhaps, assistance possibly with hygiene, with bathing, etc., showering, etc., etc. And those services can be obtained on a 24/7 basis within the community, and they would, of course, be provided by people you know, which is very important. So when I was living in a community and one gets to know the care staff and the care team, it doesn't become, you know, such a stressful issue, having to all of a sudden transition to a situation where one needs some care and support because it's being provided by a team of people who you've known for an extended period of time. So that's assisted living. And then, of course, we provide what in South Africa is normally called frail care, and in addition to that, dementia care, which is a very specific type of care and support for those facing the challenges of dementia. We offer this in secure residential environments with opportunity for social connection, again, engagement and activities, and our approach to dementia care is based on international best practice that acknowledges that one of the most important things in dementia care is the importance of continued social interaction. In that holistic dementia care program. In other words, keeping people engaged and keeping one of the major manifestations of dementia in older people is extreme confusion and anxiety. And if you can manage confusion and anxiety in the appropriate residential setting with the appropriate engagement and interventions, the life of the day-to-day quality of life of the person living with dementia is improved immeasurably. So that's really what happens within our dementia care in our communities.
Wow, it sounds like you have considered every possible scenario and catered appropriately. It really is an incredible offering. And, you know, the notion of a secure, hassle-free senior living development on the balmy North Coast with direct beach access, I mean, it's an incredibly appealing offer. I'm trying to think, does anywhere else compare, really, either locally or abroad?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the answer is, I don't think so. In fact, I doubt it. So I've Googled it, and I have not found Continuing Care Retirement Community anywhere in the world that has got direct beach access and a private beach club like what Coral Cove would have. And certainly nothing that's in an environment like Acadia North Coast where you have this unbelievable year-round, practical year-round sunshine and great weather.
Wow. Well, look, we'll claim it. We'll world first. Let's let's own it. And you've got some fantastic endorsements already. A name that has been splashed across the front cover of magazines on the North Coast already. Penny Ray Coolin is set to be Coral Cove's first resident. And Penny, of course, is well known for her career as the South African model and beauty queen who won the Miss World title in 1958. She was the first Miss World to come from South Africa, and from Africa, in fact. Since then, she's had an exciting and successful career as a model and a mother and traveling to some of the most beautiful places in the world, so she knows a good thing. And how valuable has it been to have Penny's endorsement as an ambassador and as a resident at Coral Cove?
Yeah, I must say it's been fantastic. So we first met Penny a few months back. We heard that she was looking to move into some sort of senior living community, or she was considering it, and she became interested in our senior living options at Coral Cove. She came up to visit us in Joburg to see what we do, and she was very impressed with this continuing care retirement community offering of ours. Penny, of course, has been a long-time resident of the KZN North Coast. What I really enjoy about Penny is she's someone with a really, really positive attitude to life and a positive attitude to getting older. She's still learning every day. She embraces every opportunity with both hands, and she really lives a vibrant and active life. But more active than most people that I know. What we really enjoy about our interaction is Penny's really, really looking forward to life at Coral Cove, to be so socially and physically active, to make use of all the facilities that we're going to have on offer. And she really gets it. She really understands the advantage of the services that will provide her with a hassle-free living and peace of mind, from the maintenance, the dining, to the care, et cetera. So it's been great getting to know Penny over the last few months, and we're really excited about her being a resident of Coral Cove.
Wow, and I'm sure lots of listeners hearing this message are now really interested in finding out more for themselves. And how can listeners register their interest in Coral Cove and get in touch with you and your team?
So the best would be to visit our website. It's www.auria.co.za, or email info@auria.co.za, and someone will be in touch to discuss further.
Fantastic. You heard it here on 88 FM, the voice of Balito, in conversation this morning with Barry Kagenson, CEO and founder of Auria Senior Living, and giving us the scoop on the hotly anticipated Coral Cove, Auria's first development in KZN. It's arriving right here on the North Coast at Zululami Luxury Coastal Estate in Sheffield Beach. Barry, thanks so much for taking the time to
talk us
through all of this, and looking forward to rubbing shoulders with you when you're next down on the balmy North Coast and out of the smoke. Until
thank
then.
You. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.